A new survey has found that 50% of people who get divorced end up regretting getting divorced. The top five reasons: they end up missing the other person. They feel like a failure. They realize they weren't being reasonable. They discover they still love the other person, and they find out that they're lonely without them. So half people who got divorced say they regretted making that decision.
The Blob was actually based on a true story. You know that movie from way back when? In 1950, four Philadelphia police officers reportedly found some kind of substance that fell from the sky and landed in an open field. But before anyone else could witness it, it dissolved.
So they decided, well, let's make it into a movie.
Something like that.
Call it The Blob. Last Monday, a car struck a truck on a highway near Biloxi, Mississippi, and went up in flames. A trucker, thank goodness, was right behind them and had a fire extinguisher, jumped out, battled the flames with the fire extinguisher, pulled a woman and her one-year-old granddaughter from the burning car. Everyone survived.
Wow.
Thanks to the truck driver. That's awesome.
A website compiled the 9 things that look easy in movies but are hard in real life. Here are just some. Pulling someone up by just one arm, you know, like when they're up against the wall and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, that's no big deal.
Guessing someone's computer password, so if you're hacking into their Facebook or whatever it is or something, probably
more serious.
They get
it on one try, yeah.
Swimming long distances underwater. Like, how long can you hold your breath for?
Not that long, really.
Yeah, same. Jumping through glass windows, like, they normally have just a couple of scrapes and whatnot. You'd probably have, like, some severe cuts, some stitches. You might need to put some, you know, your limbs back on after it. And, of course, sex.
What do you miss about life before the internet? Can you even answer that question?
Honestly, I think I was around for when the internet was in its very infancy. But you really don't remember those days, do you?
No. Dial-up. It's always been part of your life.
Pretty much. Dial-up. But that was not even internet.
They asked the question, what do you miss the most about life before the internet? Some of the more popular answers. Being a kid that just was a kid, and you don't have your entire life permanently preserved on Facebook. Making prank calls people missed. Going to the record store. Catching up with somebody by actually talking to them and not Facebook stalking them. Another popular answer that the people said, being completely unreachable.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, you can't get in touch with me. I'm not available.